Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. Tonight's story is Walt Disney Productions' Robin Hood and the Golden Arrow. Robin Hood and Little John were hiding out in Sherwood Forest. The two outlaws had tricked Prince John. They had taken his gold and given it back to the poor people he had robbed. While Robin Hood stirred the kettle of soup, Little John was hanging up the washing. Suddenly, their good friend Friar Tuck came rushing down the road from Nottingham. He tasted the soup. Then he said, "Have you heard the news? Prince John is holding an archery contest. All the archers in the kingdom are invited. And May Marian will give the golden arrow to the one who wins the contest." Robin Hood was very happy to hear the news. "I will go to that contest," he shouted. "I will win the golden arrow and see Maid Marian too." "Wait a minute, Robin," said Friar Tuck. "How can you go to Prince John's contest? All of his soldiers will be waiting for you." "Don't worry," Robin answered. "No one will know who we are. We will wear disguises." Robin dressed up like a long-legged stork. Little John dressed himself to look like a nobleman of high rank. Who would believe they were really two famous outlaws? On their way to the archery contest, they met the Sheriff of Nottingham. "Why, good morning, Sheriff," said Robin. "What an honor to meet you here." "And a good morning to you, my fine friend," answered the Sheriff. He never guessed that he was speaking to Robin Hood. As Robin Hood and Little John drew near the castle grounds, they met all sorts of people. Everyone in the kingdom was coming to Prince John's archery contest. In the center of the field stood a very tall throne. Prince John was sitting there beside her, Sir Hiss, his advisor. Prince John smiled. "At least we are going to capture that outlaw Robin Hood," he said. "Are you quite sure, sire?" asked Sir Hiss. "Of course I am sure. Robin Hood loves Maid Marian, so I know he will come and try to win the golden arrow." "You should be careful," warned Sir Hiss. "Remember how Robin Hood and Little John stole the rings right off your fingers and the wheels right off your coach?" "Silence, Hiss," roared the prince, "and don't ever let your head be higher than mine." The line of archers marched across the field. They had come from all over the kingdom. Each archer carried a stout-looking bow. At the end of the line walked a tall archer on stilt-like legs. He was right in front of the sheriff. Little John did not stay with Robin Hood. He went straight to Prince John and bowed low before him. "And who might you be, sire?" asked Sir Hiss. "I am Sir Reginald, Duke of Chutney," answered Little John. "I have come to pay my respects to Prince John." "Please sit down, sir." "And the prince? We do not often get such fine visitors." Little John sat down right on Sir Hiss. "Sir Chutney, you have taken my seat," said Hiss.
"Hiss, get out of here," commanded Prince John. "You are no longer needed. Go out to the field and keep your eyes open for that villain Robin Hood."
Just then, Maid Marian came up to the throne with Lady Cluck. They bowed to Prince John. Then they sat down next to the royal throne and waited for the archers. The file passed. One archer, taller than the others, handed a flower to Maid Marian. "It is a great honor," he said, "to be shooting for a lovely lady like you." Then he winked at her and walked away. "My goodness, Cluck,"
said Maid Marian. The eyes of that archer do look familiar.
Suddenly, the trumpeters on the castle tower blew their horns. The archer contest was about to begin. The contest master walked towards the throne, stopped in front of Prince John, and held up the golden arrow on its purple cushion. The archers lined up in a long, straight row, ready to shoot. At the signal, each one, in turn, let his arrow fly towards the target. The sheriff and the stork were the best. The sheriff's arrow went right into the center of the yellow circle. But Robin Hood's arrow went right into the circle too. The first match had ended in a tie. Little John looked at the prince. "Did you see that?" he asked. "That long-legged archer is very good." "Indeed he is," the prince smiled. "I just wonder who he can be. Not many men can shoot as well as the sheriff." On the field, Sheriff and Robin Hood were getting ready for their next shot. "I hear you're having trouble catching that rascal Robin Hood," said the long-legged archer. "Oh, it's no trouble," said the sheriff. "He's scared of me, that's all. But if he dares to come here today, I will spot him even in one of those silly disguises." "Attention, everyone," shouted the contest master. "The sheriff and the stork from Devonshire will shoot again. First, they must move back 30 paces." The sheriff bowed very low. Then the stork bowed, at the same time waving to Maid Marian. Maid Marian waved back. She was smiling happily. Now she was sure that she knew who the long-legged archer was. "I think you like that tall archer," said Prince John. "Oh, yes," said Maid Marian, and her face turned red. "That is, he makes me smile." But the prince was not smiling, for now he was sure that he knew who the long-legged archer was. The sheriff turned to shoot again. This time, his arrow went too high, but the target holder quickly raised the target. The arrow landed in the bullseye. Next, the stork took his turn. The long-legged archer aimed carefully and stretched his bowstring tight. His arrow flew straight into the bullseye. It knocked the sheriff's arrow to the ground. The stork had won. Friar Tuck roared with delight. "He did it! He did it!" All the villagers cheered with him. The long-legged stork from Devonshire was the hero of the day. Maid Marian hugged Lady Cluck. Prince John whispered an order to the contest master. The contest master whispered the order to the captain of the Rhino Guards. Robin Hood walked to the throne and bowed to Prince John. "Archer," said the prince, "you have won the contest. Now you will get your reward." With a quick slash of his sword, the prince tore off Robin Hood's stork disguise. All the Rhino Guards grabbed Robin and tied him around the rope, round and around with ropes. "Robin Hood, I have been waiting to catch you," shouted Prince John. "Now that I have you, you shall die." "Oh no, Prince John," cried Maiden Marian. "Spare his life, I beg of you." "Why should I?" asked the prince. "Because I love him," said Maiden Marian, answered softly. While Maiden Marian was talking, Little John quietly sneaked behind the throne. All at once, Prince John felt something sharp sticking into his back, and a strong hand pulled his collar tight around his neck. "All right, Prince," whispered Little John. "Tell your men to let Robin Hood go." "Untie the prisoner," shouted the prince. "Let him go at once, I say." Suddenly, Robin Hood was free again.
The sheriff could not believe what was happening. Before Prince John could change his mind, Robin rushed to the platform and grabbed Maid Marian and Lady Cluck. Running behind the throne, Robin Hood took the dagger from Little John. Then he cut the rope that held the cloth roof over the throne. Down it crashed, trapping the prince, the sheriff, and all of the guards. While the prince and his men struggled to get free, Robin and his three friends ran off as fast as they could go. They did not stop running until they were across the river, safe in the shelter of the forest. "You see," said Robin, "I did win the contest." And that was how Maid Marian and Lady Cluck came to join Robin Hood and his band of outlaws in Sherwood Forest. The end. Thanks for listening, boys and girls. Have a good night. Sleep tight. I'll catch you next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick.